Hello, this is Patrick Adams, and you're listening to Patrick Adams Podcast, created February 17th, 2007. My very special guest tonight is Miss Chocolate Chip. I'm so happy to have Miss Chocolate Chip back again. Hello, Miss Chip.
Hello, Patrick. It is so good to be here again on the Patrick Adams Podcast.
I wasn't sure you were going to show up. You know, it was so cold here in New York tonight.
I love cold weather. It keeps me from overheating. I always get in trouble when overheat. I start to melt and start getting wet in the strangest places.
Boy, you're so naughty sometimes. So tell us about the new Cloud One record, Laptop Dancer.
Yes, Laptop Dancer is finally finished.
Yes, the video went up last night.
The video is so hot.
By the way, you're friends with that girl.
My best friend Cherry, the Dream Stripper.
The Dream Stripper.
She works for Ensign Entertainment.
Ensign Entertainment. For any of you out there who haven't seen Dream Stripper, let me tell you, you are missing one great experience. They use motion capture to keep Cherry moving in some very, very provocative ways. She's very lifelike.
I think that Chocolate Chip and Cherry together are going to bust out all over the world.
I think this is going to be a huge record.
Yes, that's it.
And now the Chocolate Chip and Cherry are together. Wow.
I am here to help bust Cherry.
Bust Cherry, okay. Sounds mouth-watering. So when will this CD be out?
The CD will be out in about 10 days.
Why don't we listen to some of Laptop Dancer. This is Laptop Dancer by Cloud One, featuring Miss Chocolate Chip. And if you've seen the video, the Dream Stripper from Ensign Entertainment, Cherry.
I am your laptop dancer. I want to pleasure you. Your laptop dancer. Rub my skin. If you push the right button, I will turn you on. Bump, bump, bump me, baby. Bump, bump, bump me. Bump, bump, bump me, baby. Bump me, baby, baby. No, no, no. Try again. No, no, no. Put it in the right slot. Yes. That's it. Yes, that's it.
Just in from the studio, can you tell us what else is going to be on the album?
Well, there is a song called Lickety Split.
Split, the liquor song, which is also on the Cloud One album. I want to thank Miss Cherry. I want to thank Miss Chocolate Chip.
I will be glad to come for you. Good night, Patrick.
And I really want to thank Ensign Entertainment for allowing us to use their video in the clip that is currently up. It's on YouTube, it's on Google, it's on Yahoo. Matter of fact, if you just put in Dream Stripper, you should be able to find the Laptop Dancer video. And you should also stop by Ensign Entertainment, Ensign Games. Just Google Dream Stripper and you'll be able to find a computer program that I guarantee will warm your hearts on these cold winter nights. One of my favorite blogs on the internet is at MySpace, Jason's Lyric. And while reading Jason's blog last week, I saw the topic is Barack Obama black enough? And I did some research and found that the question was not only on his blog, but on a lot of other blogs and in the news media, Time Magazine, CNN, Newsweek, even the Democratic Party itself in their blog raised the question. For me, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Nothing would please me more than to get to heaven and find out that God is a purple female with orange eyes and green hair. When I was growing up in the 60s in Harlem in New York City, I went to Catholic grade school and I found myself constantly forced to change my behavior according to my environment. In school, I could be the intellectual goody two-shoes. But back around the block, I had to speak and dress and act like the wise-ass little that my survival required. Conversations about anything other than basketball and who was sexing whom was totally anathema. Throughout my college days and my entry into the business world came greater challenges. Very often, the well-spoken, intelligent, talented person on this end of the telephone was a shock to someone's system when he appeared in the flesh. I saw more smiling faces than a comedian while constantly being denied opportunities. Talent and excellence became my salvation. As a producer and songwriter, I was a faceless entity. I've been told 1,000 times, "Wow, I thought Patrick Adams was a white guy." I have found that in America, my brothers and sisters and I have all been infected with the virus of prejudice. It may lay dormant deep in the back of the mind, but it is always there. In the ghettos of America, there is still that silent doubt about black professionals. Oh, I gotta have a white doctor or a white lawyer or accountant. Heaven help us if we ever get on a jet plane and the pilot is black. Now that a great part of the mainstream population of America has had a few years of integrated schools and work environment, it seems that the mindset of the ghetto is lagging behind. Blacks are not escaping the bonds of past generations. Many seem to fear taking those first steps into the larger universe. There is strength and comfort in sticking together. My brothers and sisters fail to escape the conditioning of the slave masters. Already, there are those in the business community that say illegal aliens can fill the jobs that blacks refuse to do. Over time, if we downplay the NBA and American Idol, which young people already know are unrealistic dreams not worthy of their efforts, then black youth of America might begin to see where they can fit into the tapestry and aspire to join in. Otherwise, in a few more generations, we will be confronted with a self-fulfilling prophecy. A lazy, uneducated, criminally minded black underclass. Barack is black enough for America, but maybe blacks are not American enough for Barack. You've been listening to the Patrick Adams Podcast, number 12. Until next time, this is Patrick Adams.